is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by V Pizza, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ashley Business Solutions, and by South Coast Bank and Trust. And now, here is your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's, where we are each and every Wednesday night for the 2023 season, 7:30 right here. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show, sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ashley Business Solutions, South Coast Bank and Trust, and by V Pizza. And now joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick. All right, so thankfully broadcasts don't have to be under lightning delay.
Yeah, we would be under one right now. I think it's probably 0.5. I'm not sure. I'm not going to have the strike detector or whatever that thing they carry around. I don't know. Is it called Spark or something?
I think it's
the kids are yelling wet ball. I think it's something.
Did you say wet bar? How do they know about these things? They're high school kids. Come on. So a tough week last week. We were able to get a makeup game after the canceled Valwood game. Took on Bluffton High up in Bluffton, South Carolina. 4A school, and they played like it. 44-13, the final score. But there was a lot of good to come out of that game.
We learned a lot of things from it, and that's been a big thing this week. I think we got a little overwhelmed at times. We got a few guys nicked up. Had to find some people in some backup spots, and they come in. They've done a pretty good job this week. I thought today practice was pretty up-tempo. But we had to go back and get some things corrected from last Thursday. I keep saying last Friday, but last Thursday from the Bluffton game. And, they were a really good football team. Big up front, ran a lot of, no huddle. Went very fast pace. Put us in a bind in some spots. And then you got some youth out there trying to figure out what we're doing. I thought our guys did a pretty good job communicating. We gave up some big plays. We take away the big plays, it's a pretty good football game. We turned the ball over, and then we had a touchdown call back. So we do a few of those things, get a few things cleaned up. It's a very competitive football game, but at the same time, like I said earlier, Coach Gregory, he got me. He told me he had only like 60 kids on the varsity team. He didn't tell me he had another 60 kids on the JV team over there. So, he got 120 kids to work with. We took all our 35, 36 up there, and I thought our kids competed. And you know what? It's what we do. I've said to the kids, and I tell everybody else, I don't sign up for wins. I'm not looking for a win on the schedule. I'm looking to see what's going to make us better down the road. And our kids have to compete every week. We play a tough schedule all 10 weeks, so we just have to get ready to go.
It seemed like a lot of the mistakes that happened Friday night just simply, let's call it what it is, came from trying too hard, I think. And how do you always want them to be up for the game, but there's when it's impacting the accuracy of the game, how do you dial them back just enough?
I thought we overran some stuff. Like I said, probably trying to get there a little faster than what we should, but we also didn't. We do a lot of drill work, track the hip, do a lot of different things, come to balance. I didn't think we did a very good job Friday night of coming to balance. I think we were trying to get there, but we didn't come to balance when we got there. We got pushed by, and they made some cuts off of it. And they were very athletic. You don't take anything away from them. It wasn't like they were throwing it out there to a kid that ran a 5.5 40. He was out there probably a good 4.4 or 4.5 40. And we were really trying to get there too. Because if you don't get there, he's going to take it to the house one way or the other. So. They had four or five guys that could move, and I thought, you got to do a lot of things really, really well on defense to do that. If you have a breakdown in any aspect of it, it becomes a big play. And we had a couple of those, and they made some big plays because of it. So we're trying to get that corrected this week because John Millich has that ability to make some big plays as well.
Speaking of big plays, this is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Of course, the thing that most people were wondering after the end of the game is how did Jordan the River Triplets numbers come out for the night with his quest for history in the state of Georgia?
39 carries, I think it's 203 or 204, somewhere in there. You know, he's at 902 or 903 yards somewhere. Saw a thing that Max Preps published today that he's number one in the state of Georgia, leading rusher in the state of Georgia. So Max Preps had that out today. So like I told him, he's poster board material between all the stuff he's been put on Instagram and everything else. John Millage saying he ain't running for 100 yards on us. That's right. We might not, but we got something else. So, you know, we got a little something that we – but we're going to get our 100. So we're going to get – we'll get our 100 and we'll figure it out, but we're going to get some other things too. And, you know, I'm proud of him, our O-line and our offensive guys did a good job. I think we had roughly – we had almost 300 yards total offense against them Friday – or Thursday night against Bluffton, and they had a good defense. Big up front, really good linebackers, good secondary, you know, good football team all the way around. And when you can put up 300 yards on a really good team, you pretty good night. So, you know, we missed some opportunities. Like I said, we had a touchdown call back. It was about, I want to say, somewhere around 50, 45 yards. Had a touchdown call back and had a couple other plays called back and a turnover that kind of hurt us too. So, you know, we got to fix some stuff. And we got an opportunity this week to shock the world.
Let's talk a little bit about it. It's so weird to say this because of the change of position, but let's talk a little bit about your starting running back, Rico Holmes. He has turned out to be a really good running back for you so far this year.
Rico's done a good job. If he fumbles again, I'm probably going to kill him. But you know, he's fumbled twice.
You can't say that out loud. Possible liability.
I've already told him. So it's nothing we haven't discussed. And I'm very open with him about fumbling the ball as a senior. You can't do that. You just don't fumble the football. But he's done a really good job, and I think Jalen Baldwin's coming along really well too in that spot. With the way our hybrid offense that we run, our Wildcat offense, those two guys have done a really good job, and they're going to get a lot more active in the future with what we got going on. And I think we've got some good game planning going into this next few weeks, how we go about our – we've been pretty basic in our Wildcat here so far this year, but we've incorporated some wrinkles and things like that to give us an opportunity to do some things.
So you mentioned Baldwin, our player of the game this past week, had a couple of big runs. So did Colt Howard.
Yeah, Colt did a really good job. He's done a good job. You know, he got nicked up in the game, so he's been out of practice for the last couple of days, but he's done a really good job at safety playing down there, and then he had some big kickoff returns too. He busted a couple of those up in there, so it's a learning curve. I mean, he's a sophomore. He's played now 14 games, you know, in his career, so when you really put it in that aspect, and he hadn't played free safety or strong safety until this year, so he's only really got three games in doing that, and then being back there in the kick return spot and other things that he's doing. He's coming along good, you know, and I'm proud of that. And he's getting better and better every week, and he's starting to understand it a little bit more. So we're getting there. We still got a lot of youth on the field. Even though we have 8 seniors and 4 juniors, we have a lot of youth that play on Friday nights.
More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
V Pizza is your new home for great food and fun. Located next to Harris Teeter on St. Simon's, V Pizza only uses quality fresh ingredients and imports most ingredients from Italy herself. Kids eat free on Monday, and Thursday is Fletzy Night, 50% off pizza and $1.50 beers. Live music on the weekends, all-day happy hour every day, 6 TVs with NFL Red Zone so you won't miss a play. V Pizza, 912-771-1919, online at vpizzassi.com. Look for specials on Facebook.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak. We are on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's right here in the Harris Teeter parking lot. This segment brought to you by V Pizza and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, which of course means that it's time for us to talk about the health of the team and the injury status. I understand we've got more than a couple of little dinged up at the moment.
Yeah, we got a few guys dinged up. Pope, like I said, shoulder, Hamps, a little dinged up. Jordan's a little, you know, it's mid-season stuff that you're getting a little soreness, dinged up, beat up a little bit. And Fuller's probably the worst one right now. He's out with a hamstring, so probably won't be without. We probably won't have Fuller at all this Friday. But, you know, trying to get him healed back up, get him healthy. So hopefully he can get back by next week. If not, getting back by Tatton Square.
A little bit more about the Bluffton game before we move on from that. We talked pretty much exclusively about the offense during the first segment. Let's talk about how the defense held up. Apart from a couple of those really big plays, it was a much closer game than what the score would say, and I think the defense had a lot to say about that.
Well, I thought the defense did pretty good. You know, we've been a little bit, but we created three turnovers, had three interceptions, you know, and that was big. You know, Colt picked one off at the half right there. Hamp tipped one, and Jaden Wright picked it off, and then Jordan picked one off right there in the first drive. And so, honestly, we were plus two in the turnover margin. And that's what I talked about the kids, you know, Monday. We were plus two. When we're there, we've got to figure out ways to take that plus two and put points on the board and do some things. But, you know, like I said, we're youthful. We made some communication mistakes. We made some angles. We took some wrong angles and some things on defense. But for the most part, we did a pretty good job. We had a lot of different schemes going at night. And it's very funny. You get people that – I love fans, don't get me wrong. And they watch, and everybody knows, and everybody this and that. But – They don't know at times what we see and what we're trying to do, and it's just that sometimes it doesn't correlate even with our kids. So we were laughing about it today, Coach K and I. We got these plans for defense, and he's finally we go through one group at 15 minutes. He's over there with his head down, shaking his head. He's like, listen, I don't even know if it's gonna work. We may just throw the whole thing out like this. We may throw the whole defensive game plan out, and then we go in team. And we looked like we were the 86 Bears on defense all of a sudden. And Coach K turned around and looked at me and goes, what just happened in the last hour? Did they just get smarter all of a sudden in the last part in an hour? And I was like, listen, I have no idea. I was about to ask you the same question. He was like, holy cow. He goes, 45 minutes ago in an hour, I was scrapping the whole defense. We were just going to do one thing and go play. And I was like, yeah, now we can do this stuff. And so, again, we're dealing with kids. And they're trying to give us the best effort they can and do a good job, and we're trying to put them in the best position to make plays. We're not out there coaching them up to be in the wrong spots, trust me. We're trying to get them in the right spots to make the right plays, and they're trying to give us a great effort. And sometimes I think, and I say this to them, and I hope that they take it this way, they feel like they have so much pressure. Well, we put so much pressure on them, and I don't want them to. I want them to play loose and fast. Just go play. We're going to make a mistake, and that's like I told them Monday. Make a mistake, but make it going 100 miles an hour. Because if you do make a mistake and the guy runs the wrong way or makes the wrong cut, and you hit him at 100 miles an hour, there's a good chance that something good's going to happen from it. So, you know, and that's my thing is I just need them, you know, to go play fast and loose. And again, we have nothing to lose this Friday and everything to gain. We can cement. We can create a legacy right here by being the team that ends the streak, you know, and we've talked about that today because I felt like our mojo was not very good on Monday and Tuesday, but I felt today the mojo was a little bit better today, or a lot better day of practice.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Talking about building a legacy, you became that one little hiccup in between back-to-back, 40-plus win streaks for the John Milledge Academy Trojans. Although none of the players from that 2018 team are left, I'm sure that they have been told the this is the team that was the combo breaker.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it's in their locker room, and I don't really care. It's 5 years ago, and to me, we've got to go out and what can we do Friday night? What do we do Friday night? You know, and that's what we're based on. Nobody cares, but you know, people care about 2018. That was a great group, but right now, this is the present. They already did their stuff in the past. It's like we said the other day, and Coach Jerry, my senior year is over. Seniors, this is your team. Lead them. You know, there's only so far. We can only go to the sideline. We can't go out there and take
a snap. You can go a couple of feet past and we'll just get a flag.
Sometimes we do, but that's about as far as we can go. And if we could get out there and go with it, we play at least one play really hard, I guarantee you that, but I don't know how many more I can give you, but that's the thing. You know, we want them to be the guys that take over and do the thing. And, you know, I think our guys starting to see that this week. And, you know, they've got an opportunity to do something that no one else has done in the last 5 years. So, it's like I told them, let's go seize the opportunity. Let's go do it, you know. Why not us? We got an opportunity. They're coming to our house. It's going to be a big crowd. And we go out there and take care of business. If we do what we're supposed to do, we can beat them. I just feel like we can beat them.
Attention, Maddie Derrick. Hashtag why not us?
She probably got that already up somewhere, but you know, why not us? You know, we've said it before, and let's go play and let the chips fall. But like I told them, we gotta go play hard, and it ain't one of those things. We just gotta go. We gotta go execute. We gotta play well. We gotta do things, and we gotta put them in situations that they're uncomfortable in, and that's what we plan on doing. And we're gonna try to do that from the beginning to the end. It's not gonna be an easy night. You know, that's what I told the kids. It's not going to be an easy night for us, so why not make it, you know, don't let it be an easy night for them. Let's go out there and put the pressure on all aspects and take care of business and come away with this one.
The biggest concern for me on Friday, this past Thursday night, see, you got me saying Friday night as well. Biggest concern for me was the Bluffton picked up on the propensity for falling for the hard count.
Yeah, we've definitely got to watch the ball. And I think kids are getting better at it, but we've got to watch the ball. We can't jump off sides. We've done that a few times. It comes down to a lot of discipline. And, you know, I think with us trying to set some things up Thursday night against Bluffton, we hopped over the line a few times. And can't do that this Friday.
We'll be right back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Community brings us together and keeps us together, and nothing brings our community together like stadium lights on a Friday night. Hi, this is Joe Applegate with South Coast Bank, and we are proud to support our local football programs. We are also proud to bring the latest in banking technology and service to our community. South Coast Bank promises to uphold the highest levels of service and integrity, coupled with modern conveniences that make banking easier. Whether it's text alerts, ITM services, competitive loan rates, mobile deposits, or a customer call center available from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, we're here to make every banking experience a victory for you and your family. We're South Coast Bank, the people you know, the bank you trust. Member FDIC.
Ashley's Business Solutions is excited for another great season of Knights football. Keep Ashley's in mind when your business is looking to buy local. We specialize in the sales and service of printers, copiers, and mailing equipment. For 36 years, we have helped over 6,000 companies in South Georgia streamline productivity, enhance security, reduce costs, and improve customer satisfaction. Call us 912-267-7802. Ashley's Business Solutions, tomorrow's solutions for today's office.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak. We are on location at B Pizza on St. Simons. And this segment brought to you by South Coast Bank and Trust. Hey, my bank. And by Ashley Business Solutions. So, once again, bringing it up, Frederick Academy Knights taking on the John Roach Academy Trojans this Friday night under the Oaks, Frederick Academy campus. I understand that they've got a couple of D linemen that are 300 plus already. How do high schoolers get to that point?
They got two of them. They got one that's 310, one that's 330. They move pretty good. actually move really well. They're good football players up front. So we're going to have to stay on blocks. We're going to have to come off the ball. We're going to double team. We have to do a lot of things up front and get a line surge in some areas. We've got a lot of skill guys behind them that can run. And, you know, we've got to have a good scheme. We've pencil whipped the board about 1,000 times here in the last 3 days. So I went through a couple expo markers. One of them, I think, it was Thursday night when I threw it and busted it everywhere. So it went everywhere pretty quick. So that one probably shouldn't count after that one. But the other two was doing a lot of drawing. And I think we've got a good scheme offensively and defensively. We've been Coach K now. He's a schemer. He's always working. Every time I see something, he's sending me something on the phone. He's trying to get the defense.
Well, I mean, it's not like he's got 40-plus years experience in coaching at three different levels. I know.
He's scheming like crazy. And like I said, today, you know, in a 15-minute period, he's about ready to throw everything out and just go to one thing and be like, you know what, I don't know if I can even do this. Just, I don't know if I can get those to him or whatnot. But, you know, I thought the kids did a really good job defensively today, understand what we were doing. We threw multiple things at them on defense to give us different fronts and different looks and things like that. So, I don't know. We'll see. Friday night's coming around. I thought today was a positive sign where we were going offensively and defensively, where we were at. We think we've found a few things here and there. But, you know, we got to go explore. And I think the kids understand kind of what we've been telling them all week. And by tomorrow we should have it hopefully fine-tuned and be ready to go. We just got to limit the big plays on defense, and we got to sustain drives on offense and churn it out, you know, and minimize their touches. And so the game plan is pretty simple. It's hard to do against a team like them because they're really good offensively. They got big play potential. And on defense, they put a lot of pressure on you. They bring a lot of blitzes. They bring people from everywhere. They do a really good job defensively. They're big up front, hard to get to their linebackers because their D linemen are, you know, 6'2", 330, and 6'2", 310. So hard to get to those linebackers, but I think we have a good idea of maybe we can get there and execute. So
I say, are you allowed to have 60-year seniors in high school? I thought it was just a college thing.
They have some big guys, but, you know, they're a good football team. There's a reason they won 57 games straight or whatever it is. And, you know, we're going to try to go in, and if we do what I think we can do, we got a chance to come out of there victorious. And, you know, we need a big crowd out there Friday night. It needs to be rowdy. It needs to be loud. And kids, just play. Just go play hard. And I've asked them, you know, put it all online. Great effort. Great attitude. Let's go. And, you know, even as I was driving here, my thing was, don't matter what happens, I've got to be positive regardless. You know, I think sometimes they feed on that when I get aggravated and get mad. So my thing is just be positive. I was telling myself that thing that I went home last night after watching practice yesterday. It was just disgusting. Just went home, sat down. My bacon goes, you know, watching film? I said, nope, I'm going in here and watching the Braves. I'm not watching any film tonight. She goes, why? Is it that bad? I said, it was pretty bad. And I just sat down in there.
And then I watched it. It was terrible.
So the official football genius of the family was the one that said, yeah, this is actually terrible.
So then I just kind of got up this morning and said, you know what? We got a shot, and God's great. God's blessed us to give us another day to get better, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to get better. And I thought our kids responded to that today when we blew it up, started practice, and said that. And I said, this is it. You know, and I pulled some kids in during the day and told them, let's go. We got to go. This is it. This is your one shot. This is your chance right here to do something to cement a legacy right here. This is your one shot. You get to do something that no one else has been able to do. Go out here and do it. And I thought they responded well today, and much better practice. I'll probably go home and watch film tonight, and hopefully we've got a few things that we've been able to tell. Now we're just going to go back and make sure that they're proven. It's not a theory. It's a law. So we're going to go back and do that tonight. Me and Coach K, we're going to start watching film again and get an idea. But it was good to collect my thoughts and get the kids ready, and I thought they'd come out and responded really well today.
I think it's something in the air. And let's hope that you can convince the stadium PA announcer to get some M&M on the pregame. You know, if you only get one shot, do not miss it. Okay, no, I'm not doing that. Not doing that again. This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Vision Media Sports Network. One final thing that will holler back to last week and bring it into this week. it still was not a big percentage of the offensive plays, but there was a slight uptick in passing plays last Thursday. How do you go from a team that's, I mean, let's be honest at this point, it's great that Jordan is going to the Air Force because the military academies generally it's run.
Hey, they're running their offense.
Run. Yeah. Tell me about that. You told me about that at the game the other day.
Apparently, they've been watching Jordan clips and using some of our offensive stuff. I feel like we're somewhat inventive. I don't know. We've created something that we'll get there. Like, but passing the ball wise, we did throw the ball last week 12 times. Thank you. Most of the crowd's going, throw the ball. This crowd this year's like, Coach, run the ball. What are you doing throwing the ball? So it's a different group. I remember we threw it. Was it tipped area that we threw it, and it got picked off and ran back, and everybody's yelling at me, run the ball. What are you doing? I'm like, oh, most of the time y'all are yelling at us to throw the ball. Now you want us to run the ball. We were just trying to appease the crowd once.
So. I love your wife's shirt that says, my husband doesn't care what play you think he should run.
And that's... Yeah, it's pretty true, but I think we've done a good job offensively of playing our screens and doing things. We got to get more people incorporated and do some things. And I say it every week about throwing the ball, but if we can stretch the field a little bit, we'll be okay. We've got a few designs, hopefully, to be able to run it wide and do some things up in there, up inside, run it, and do some things. But we're excited. I mean, I think we've had a pretty good week. Tomorrow we clean some stuff up and get ready to go and try to be ready to rock and roll, and our kids will be ready. I think they'll respond. We're going to come out and play hard. I keep telling myself that we're going to be ready to rock and roll, and I think our seniors will have us ready to go. So.
All right. Yep, there you go. This Friday night, we look to be this combo breaker once again as your Fredrika Academy Knights taking on the John Millage Academy Trojans under the Oaks at Fredrika Academy Campus, 7:30 kickoff. And, of course, win or lose, we'll be back here next Wednesday night. Thank you so much for joining us for the Fredrika Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come on out to V Pizza on St. Simon's. Join us every Wednesday night at 7:30. It's a lot of fun, right?
A lot more fun when we win.
There you go. This is the Coach Brandon Derrick Show. I'm Jeff Doak signing off. Coach, final two words, as always.
Go Knights.